This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement and the Agreement on Social Security, which came into force today, are a significant moment in the partnership between India and the United Kingdom. Modi added that it will give fresh momentum to India's farmers, entrepreneurs and MSMEs, along with several vibrant sectors gaining stronger access to the UK market. He noted that it will also deepen cooperation in technology, professional services and innovation while supporting greater mobility for skilled Indian talent. On the Agreement on Social Security, or the Double Contribution Convention, coming into effect today, the Prime Minister said it will provide invaluable support to Indian professionals working temporarily in the UK and strengthen the competitiveness of Indian enterprises. The Union Cabinet today approved two elevated corridor projects in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, worth over 25,000 and 400 crore rupees to ease traffic congestion and improve connectivity between national highways and the city's ring road. The Cabinet also approved the Semicon 2.0 with a budgetary outlay of 1,27,500 crore rupees to strengthen India's semiconductor design and manufacturing ecosystem. Briefing the media, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the initiative builds on the success of Semicon 1.0 and aims to further position India as a global semiconductor hub. The Cabinet also approved the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. The Northeastern Council under the Ministry of Donor has released over 19.03 crore rupees during May-June 2026 for key developmental projects in Arunachal Pradesh under schemes of NEC and the Northeast Special Infrastructure Development Schemes. The funds will support healthcare, education, tourism, livelihoods and road connectivity. Major initiatives include a nursing hostel at Inkyong District Hospital, a girls' hostel at Donipolo Government College, a tourism complex at Saparijo, a permission processing center at Dirang, and a supermarket cum parking facility at Kharsang. NEC also funded road improvement projects under NESIDS, completed the Nacho Backwards Block Development Project, and supported Eagle Nest Bird Festival. Rajya Sabha MP Tai Tagak has sought the special central flood relief package for Arunachal Pradesh, describing the ongoing floods and landslides as more devastating than the aftermath of the 1950 earthquake in terms of damage to lives, livelihoods and infrastructure. Addressing a press conference on Tuesday, Tagak said preliminary estimates indicate over 85,000 hectares of farmland have been damaged and more than 1 lakh families affected across all 28 districts. Stressing that the disaster is beyond the state's financial capacity, Tagak urged immediate restoration of roads and bridges, enhanced health preparedness and speedy central assistance. The Kurumkume District Administration has restored connectivity to the strategically important border outpost of Daminhuri after a flash flood washed away a key bridge on July 13, cutting off the remote frontier region. The district administration, led by Deputy Commissioner Chijung Chuku, launched an immediate restoration operation in coordination with the 85 RCC led by its officer commanding and team. Despite continuous rain, difficult terrain and adverse weather conditions, personnel worked round the clock to construct a temporary log bridge, restoring the movement of people and essential supplies. Meanwhile, the district administration also activated a quick response team which rushed to Daminhuri and Percy Parlour to assess the extent of damage. Arunachal Pradesh signed an MOU with Norwegian firm Tidal Sail AS to implement India's first 500 kilowatt river kinetic energy demonstration project under the India-Norway Green Partnership. The agreement signed between the Center of Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, Government of Arunachal Pradesh and Tidal Sail AS aims to generate electricity directly from river currents without major civil infrastructure, offering a clean energy solution for remote areas. The All Arunachal Pradesh Students' Union has constituted an 8-member committee to monitor the special intensive review of electoral rolls being conducted by the Election Commission of India across the state. Headed by Vice President Protocol Navam Gandhi, the panel will oversee implementation of the exercise, coordinate with district students' unions and authorities, identify procedural anomalies and ensure that no eligible voters is excluded due to administrative lapses. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.